they feud. You decide. It's time for Film Feud.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Film Feud, the podcast where we debate whether top-rated movies should be top-rated. I'm Bidur.
And I'm Vikram.
Driven did it better.
No, it didn't.
It did it better.
I knew you were going to say Driven. Driven is the worst example of racing movie and car movie. It's like the worst example in both categories.
But I'll give you a concession to begin with. Racing scenes? Good.
Good.
Good. Thanks.
Folks like you who are not fans of motor racing in any way, and you know, you go into this movie cold like you did, I'm jealous of you, man. Because you're just not letting the emotions of the race and the build-up to it just wash through you, just jizzing your pants while it's happening.
It could be anything. It doesn't matter, motor racing. It could be anything versus... It could have been like Apple versus Pecan, the best pie movie of all time. And literally the same formula. The pie executives are just completely against these bakers who really have to put their skill to work. And then the underdog baker company is like, we're going to make the best pie of all time. And then they hire like this like renegade wild card who they can't control. But he's so good at baking pies that they lose the first year, and the next year he makes the best apple pie of all time, but unfortunately the executive puts a cherry in it and he gets disqualified, but everybody there knows he had the best pie ever. Boom, that's a better movie than Ford Ferrari and less waste of Matt Damon and Christian Bale.
Dude, the last 40 minutes was maybe the most riveted I've been in.
You're a motorhead, gearhead, petrochemical.
Motorhead is a band's name.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Racing is boring, dude.
Fuck you, bro. Seriously.
Imagine a football movie marketed to not football fans where they just show 40 minutes of football.
Oh, you want Dhan Dhan Adhan goal?
Yeah. I want the drama, the intrigue. This is so boring.
You're a piece of shit, man. And just to...
Listen, it's worth it to just get into your skin. By the way, I've been to an F1 race, and I just want to say, it's so boring. It's unbelievable. The most exciting part was just watching Schumacher before he like had his accident, and then that's it. That was it. Otherwise, it's a lot of... That's a crash.
I'm just breathing. I'm just like controlling my breathing, trying to pacify myself.
Brake replacement is cheating, bro.
No, not at the time.
What do you mean?
Because
they found a loophole.
Yeah.
But if everybody else had discovered that loophole, they would have had replaceable brakes as well.
By the way, that's like that happens in racing all the time.
That's
still continues
so
to happen. Their rule book at the time said that you can replace parts. They managed to turn their brakes into parts, removable plug and play parts, and they outdid it.
Yeah, they cheated.
No,
they loopholed.
If the next year all the teams are doing it, then it's not cheating. It's loopholing. I agree with you.
It's loopholing.
But loopholing is a very integral part of motor racing because
but not in a movie. Now it's like, oh, they got away by loopholes, but you know, I want to see what would have happened the next day when everybody had the same brake replacement strategy.
Like you said, they still won.
Ford did.
Yeah.
What Ken Miles have? I may have crossed the line there.
Yeah, man.
I can tell.
We need to have some words after this episode. I love this movie. This movie deserved to get a nomination for Best Oscar, and it definitely deserves to be on the IMDb Top 250.
As does... Apple versus Pecan.
so f***ing angry at you right now.
And that wraps up this week's episode of Film Feud. Thank you for listening. Now we feuded, and you, our listeners, get to decide who you think won. You can find us on our social media, on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, at Muncher Movies, and let us know who you think won the feud, and also let us know which movie you'd like us to feud next.
You can find us wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, CastBox, or more, or on YouTube at Muncher Movies.
And of course, you can check out our website, munchermovies.com, and find all our episodes there as well. Until next week.
Bye-bye.